are so happy to have Hattie doing her ministerial training here at Welton and starting her three-year placement with us in September. We look forward to giving you a proper welcome then, but we are also so, so happy to have you speaking with us this morning. And we're excited for the message that you are going to bring. Do you want to come on up and I will pray for you before we get started? Dear Lord, we love Hattie and we thank you that you have brought her here this morning. We pray that you open our hearts to receive everything that she's about to say. And we pray that everyone here can take hold of the invitations that you might provide through Hattie this morning and really allow ourselves to fully trust in your way and your truthfulness and enjoy the beauty that comes from listening and hearing your voice. Amen.
Thanks. Great. Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you. It's good that we're all together, isn't it? I'm so glad that like kids get to be in with us. Normally they're out in their groups and the youth are in here as well. It's such a special opportunity for us to get to hear from God together. Can you just give me a wave if you're an adult? Give me a little wave. Thank you. Give me a wave if you're a teenager. A few less hands. Give me a wave if you're a kid or feel like a kid. There's always one or two of those. Brilliant. Just to encourage you, all of those people here, for kids, for teenagers and adults, this message is for all of you this morning. So I really encourage you to just be really open to what God might be saying to you this morning. Great. I'm going to start with a bit of a fun fact for you. Did you know that God wants to speak to you? God, brilliant. You did. Great. God wants to speak to you. He wants to speak to me. He wants to speak to the person next to you. How amazing is that? You might have already known that, but if we just stop a second, that is a crazy thing, isn't it? That the God who made the heavens and earth, who's been there since the beginning, wants to speak to all of us today. And we know that God speaks to us in lots of different ways. And I wonder, I've got a few clues here to help us think about what those might be. So let's have a look, what have I got here? One way that God might speak to us, what have I got in my hand here? Sorry, it's quite small. What is it? It's a book. Yeah, it's a story. God can speak to us through stories that we read that might have nothing to do with the Bible. But just sometimes a story can really help us to think about something to do with God. That's one way God speaks to us. Another thing I've got here, this is quite random, but I was trying to find something this morning. This is a picture of me and Daisy Dawson taking a selfie with Sarah Williamson, who's asleep in the back of a van. What do you think that might say about how God can speak to us? Pardon? Friendship. Yeah, through friends. Brilliant, Neil. Yeah, sometimes God can speak to us through a friend. I don't know if you've ever had that. You come away from a conversation and really feel like God has actually just met with you through that person. And dreams. Yeah, another good one. Yes. What have we got here? We've got this recorder. From when I was 7. I feel like we all grew up learning how to play the recorder for no reason. Like, you just don't do it once you're an adult, but what might this be? Worship, yeah, through music. Again, it could be through worship on a Sunday, which is a reason why we get to do it together, so we can hear from God. But it also might just be some music that you love listening to that isn't worship music. And then we've got this one here. This one's quite easy. What's that? A Bible. Yeah, God can also speak to us through the Bible, through the things that he's written for us to read. And last, but very much not least, behind here, behind here, I've got this massive globe. Oh, there we go. What do you think this might represent about how God can speak to us? Creation, yeah, brilliant. And that is what we're going to focus on today, how God can speak to us through his creation. Brilliant. And a bit of a disclaimer. Obviously, this morning we were meant to be outside, but the weather's not great. And so what we were going to do is we were going to be able to just look around us and enjoy the beautiful creation. But we obviously are now inside. So that is why earlier on I wanted us to draw a few pictures of some of the things we love. And I thought that we could just hang them up behind me here to remind us a bit of creation. So if anybody did a drawing and still has it in their hand, if you just want to come up, there's some pegs here and we'll hang it behind me to help us think a little bit about creation. Brilliant. Okay, whilst we're doing that, I'm going to show you some pictures of my favourite things in creation. So if we could have the first thing, Caroline. Brilliant. Does anyone know what that is? The Grand Canyon. Yeah, I've never actually been, but I've always just thought it looks really cool. Anybody here been? Yeah, a few of you. Yeah, great. The Grand Canyon is pretty amazing, isn't it? What else have we got? I can't remember what's next. Where's that? That's Greyfield Woods, if you haven't been before. That's just in High Littleton. I love going there, especially when the bluebells are out. That's a great place to go. What else have we got, Caroline? A Venus flytrap. I don't know, kids, do you have Venus flytraps at home? Bella has one. Oh, it died. Yeah, yeah, that's a memory of mine. I used to like put a pencil in and then it would die because it's not a fly. Yeah, those are pretty cool, aren't they? What else have we got? Flamingos. Flamingos are pretty weird, aren't they, when you think about it? I was at a zoo recently, which is a good NFS link, and I discovered that flamingos are pink because there's like pigment in the fish they eat that are pink, and it like they digest it and it makes their feathers pink, which is pretty cool. Okay, I think there's one more. Great. Does anyone know what that is? Lyrebird. Yeah, it's a lyrebird. These are pretty cool. I saw this on a David Attenborough show, and basically what they do is they copy all of the sounds that they hear, and they found that like tourists would come and take pictures of them, and they started to make camera clicking sounds and like people, which is pretty crazy, isn't it? Okay, great. Are we almost there? Oh, brilliant. Some lovely pictures. Should we give them a round of applause for their good work over here? What have we got? We've got some flowers, some people, a mountain. Very nice. Oh, Snowdonia specifically. Beautiful. Nice one. So for me, looking at those pictures, and for all of us here, thinking about our favourite parts of creation, often when I look at them, I don't know if you get this, but I can have a moment where I just think, wow, wow, God is so amazing. And it feels like I can hear God speaking to me a little bit about something that he wants to say to me or something about him. And in the Bible, we meet somebody called David, who you might have heard about before. And David was actually a shepherd for a really long time before he eventually became a king of somewhere called Israel. And David spent a lot of time outdoors enjoying creation because he was a shepherd. You can imagine, can't you, that he would have looked out at the landscape around him, at the sheep, at the stars in the sky at night. And in Psalm 19, he writes a poem that we can find. And I think that he's talking a little bit about that same wow feeling that we can have sometimes. So it should come up on the screen. Let's read this together. We already read a bit of it earlier. Okay. The heavens declare the glory of God. Brilliant. So you can see in those words that David is describing how the things that we see in creation can speak to us about God. But I don't think he means literally, does he? I don't think he means that the skies grew a massive mouth and started speaking like a friend might speak to us. I think what David means is that when he looks at creation, it's like this image that represents something about who God is. It's a little bit like, I've got a picture on here of a piece of art by someone called Banksy. You've probably seen it. It's a little bit like that. That picture doesn't have words on it, but it tells us a message. And if you know your Bible really well, you might have read Genesis, which is right at the start. And in Genesis, we can read about where God creates the universe, where he first makes creation. And what God does is he puts creation together. He makes the heavens and the waters and the skies and the animals. And then he makes people like you and me, and he puts them inside creation. And he does that so that we can have this friendship with him. And in Genesis, it says God through creation, side, walking through the garden, maybe a little like that, with people he'd made, speaking to them, a little bit like a friend might speak to us. And today, all this time later, God still wants that same relationship with us. He wants to be a friend that isn't far away, that does not talk to us. God wouldn't really be a friend at all. He wants to walk next to us and speak to us. And often, at times, when we feel like we're not hearing from God, we can start to feel really disconnected from him. And we can kind of feel like something's missing a little bit. And that's because we were created for this kind of friendship with him. And you might be feeling a little bit like that today. And just like that friendship that we have with God, it mirrors a little bit the friendships that we have with people. in that they can sometimes be a little bit broken. Things go wrong. I don't know if you've maybe had that before at school, or maybe at work, or maybe somebody in church. When we're struggling with our friends, it's often because we don't feel like they're listening to us, and they don't feel like we're listening to them. And it can be the same with God. When we're struggling to hear God, we need to find the time to talk and to listen to him. And I think there are a few things we can do to make that slightly easier. So to demonstrate this, we're going to play a game, but I'm going to make it slightly tricky for you. So Matt is definitely one of the participants in the game, and I need two more people who don't mind coming up. Brilliant. Luke, you can come up. Anybody else? One more person. Sally? Is that Sally coming up? Brilliant. Thank you so much, Sally. Holly, you're right to do your thing. We can do this standing up. Cool. Yeah. Okay, can you help with the music? Great. Okay, have we got another volunteer? Sally? Thanks. Okay, it's very important. Matt has to go on this end, and you guys go there. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to do a bit of a listening exercise, okay? So I've got a message here in my hand. Oh, great. Nancy's going to help us. Yeah, that work. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, sneaky. Okay, I've got a message here. Actually, maybe you swap places with Luke. Is that okay? You go in the middle. Brilliant. I've got a message here. Don't read it yet, but just hold that in your hand a second. Okay, and Luke has to try and get this message all the way over to Matt through Nancy. Okay, so you're going to pass the message on to Nancy. Nancy, you're going to pass it on to Matt. Does that sound okay? Okay, the slight issue, though, is that there's going to be some very loud music playing in their ears, and you're not going to be able to hear what they're saying. So you're going to have to try and lip read the message, okay? So you've got to keep it nice and secret for a moment. So the message says something, and you're going to try and tell it to Nancy. Do you think you could pass the message on to Matt? No, exactly. You couldn't, because you couldn't hear anything. That was the point of that game. Brilliant. Stay there for a moment. That didn't quite work, but that's okay. I think you get the point I was trying to make. To listen well, we need to be able to find quiet. Obviously, there was going to be really loud music, but that didn't work. But if there was, it would have been a lot easier if that music was turned off, if it was quiet. Did you know that the world today is 4 times louder than it was 1,000 years ago? Our world is such a noisy place, isn't it? And often, just really practically, finding somewhere quiet that we can go to listen to God can really help us. And that is why just getting out in nature, getting to enjoy God's creation, it's great because it's quiet. I don't know if you have a spot. Can anybody think of a spot in their heads where they like to go that's nice and quiet? For me, I like to go in the fields behind my house because there's no people around, there's no music, no one's trying to speak to me. There you go, that's actually a real life shot of where I like to go. But I often find, even though it's physically quiet, although there's no sound, it feels like there's lots of noise in my mind. Does anybody else have that? You feel like there's lots of noise going on in your head? I'm maybe worried about something, I've got a to-do list, I'm trying to plan something. And in those times, it can be really tempting for me to give up and say, you know what, God does not speak to me because I'm too distracted, I've got too much going on. But over time, what I've realised is that I'm forgetting something really important that we see in Genesis. I'm forgetting that God wants a friendship with me. And if we go back to that picture in Genesis, God talks and he listens to the people. And the people talk and they listen. God loves us so much that he wants to hear what we have to say too. It's not just a one-way friendship. And so for us, if our heads are full to the brim with activity and noise and plans we need to make and the things we're worried about, if that's all going on in our heads and we don't find a way to tell God about it, that noise gets stuck. A little bit like in this picture on the left. That noise is kind of a knot that gets stuck. But if we're able to share it and speak it out with God, suddenly we find that we've got this space that he can speak into. And very often we can think that those things are actually a distraction, But I think that those things tend to be exactly what God wants to speak to us about. And another thing that's really great about being outside is that God can use his creation to speak to us. And that can look different. So sometimes God's creation might speak to us a bit like in that psalm. We just see God's glory. We get like a wow moment. But another time, God might have a message that he wants us to pass on to someone else, a bit like we tried to do in this game. And other times, God might have a word of encouragement that he just wants to share with us when we're feeling worried or a bit hopeless about something. If you guys want to sit down, and I'll call you back up in a second, so don't go too far. Yeah, and just a personal story of where I've found God's encouragement through his creation. A while ago, I'd moved back home after spending a year somewhere else, and I found myself feeling a little bit lonely and feeling quite worried about the friends that I might lose now that I'd moved away and they were all staying where we were. And so I decided that I was going to go for a walk in those fields behind my house and just talk to God about it and see what he said. And as I walked along, I started to feel really fed up because I really felt like God wasn't speaking to me. And it was raining really hard, which made it even worse, and I was getting a bit grumpy. And I was almost home, just coming up to the gate, and all of a sudden I turned and there was this huge rainbow in front of me. And in that moment, I really felt that God was making a promise to me, because often in the Bible, when you see a rainbow, it's kind of a sign that God's making a promise. And I've really felt God say to me in that moment, "I promise, Hattie, that I will never leave you alone." And those words were such an encouragement to me at a time when I really needed to feel like I could hear from God. And I'm sure for you, you might have similar stories as well. A few weeks ago, when we were at our church weekend away, Pete had a similar thing where he felt God speak to him through his creation. And so I wondered if he could just come up and just in a minute briefly tell us what that image was.
Okay, when I was at Hebron, it was quite noisy in Hebron. I went for a little walk at the beginning of the weekend, and I came across, just to listen, as Hattie was saying, just to hear from God or whatever, and I came across a pine cone. Some of you will be able to see this. Closed up pine cone, and I wondered whether God might have something to say about that. I put it in my pocket, and at the end of the weekend, I was able to take that pine cone out, and it had opened up. And on the way to church this morning, I had to find pine cones, and I found two. And this one I've had in my pocket, and it's not open yet. It's beginning to open. It's the warmth of my personality. Just half an hour is not. If I meet a stranger, within half an hour, they might open up a little bit to me. But there's two things I just wanted to bring out of this illustration that I mentioned, I think, at Hebron Hall. And one was that some people may have come to Hebron Hall feeling closed up and hard and closed like that. And we were singing earlier in that theme of coming to God. And so one thing was about spending time in God's presence, not my presence, but God's presence, can help us to open up to him and to receive from him. But the other little thing was that inside cones, for those of us that do know God and follow the Lord, he's put seeds in us that can be fruitful in our lives. And if we spend time with him and we're open to him, then those seeds can be spread around to others, and the life that is the same as from the tree, it's genetically the same as the tree that the cone came from, can make a difference in other people's lives.
Great, thanks Pete. Brilliant, so that's just another story of how God can really speak to us through his creation. Okay, now can I have my volunteers back up? And we're going to try that game again. Okay, so we're going to try this again, but this time we're not going to have our fingers in our ears, and you can speak as loudly as you want, okay? And you can tell Nancy the message, and Nancy, you can tell Matt the message. Okay, are we ready? Off we go. Do we think Matt should do that? It is what the message says. Oh my goodness. Okay, Matt's let us down there. Should we give our volunteers a clap? Thank you very much for helping me. I can have that one. Okay. So that game was slightly pointless, wasn't it? Partly because it didn't work, but also partly because we had the message and it got to Matt, but when it got to Matt, he didn't even do what it said. The whole thing was kind of pointless. Let's hold that thought for a moment. In the Bible, we see that our friendship with God is described in loads of different ways. And one of them that we see come up quite a lot is this friendship between a shepherd and his sheep. And Jesus says in John 10 that he is the good shepherd and we are his sheep. And then he goes on to say something really interesting about listening and about hearing him. In John 10, 27, Jesus says, "My sheep recognize my voice. I know them and they follow me." And back in those times, a shepherd would basically stay with a sheep for its whole life, because often they'd be used for the wool rather than for meat. And the shepherd would eventually begin to grow this really close relationship with the sheep, because it would just spend all of its time with it. And as he'd get to know them, he'd start to recognize them, he'd give them different names, and the sheep would also start to recognize the shepherd's voice as well. So much so that if two flocks of sheep mixed together and met along a different path or something, all they had to do was the shepherd had to just move out of the pool. All of the sheep would go to him. They would hear his voice and they would follow him. They'd do what his voice said. And especially because sheep knew that the shepherd cared about them. And Jesus says this picture is a picture of what we have to be like in our friendship with him. As we hear and more time with God and begin to recognize his voice, we are then called to follow him and do what he says. We're not just called to hear it, but we're called to do what it says as well. Listening without obeying is completely pointless, just like in that game. And what's more, Jesus never asks us to do things that cause harm to us or to others. Early on in that same passage, Jesus says he doesn't come to steal, kill, and destroy like different predators or thieves might have come to do that to the sheep. But Jesus actually comes to bring life in all of its fullness. That's what he says. He comes to bring life in all its fullness to us, but also to the people around us that we get to share things with. Tozer said that most Christians don't hear God's voice because we've already decided that we aren't going to do what he says. And in this image, the sheep who don't follow the shepherd, they eventually get lost. And so that's another important part of listening, this obedience, this willingness to do what God says. And so for you here today, are you willing to do what God asks of you? Just think about that for a moment. Are you willing to take the risks that he might ask you to take, even when it feels hard or uncomfortable? Are you willing to give up your plans and follow his plans for your life? The truth is that the more we follow him and follow his voice, the more that we're able to hear him, and the more we get to experience that fullness of life that Jesus promises us. And if you ever think that you have heard something from God, but you're kind of not 100% sure that it is him, that fullness of life promise is a really good way to measure that, to work it out. If you think you've heard from God and that thing is going to steal, kill, or destroy yourself or other people, and it doesn't lead to something good, it doesn't lead to fullness of life, then it probably isn't from God. And also what's going to be really helpful is if you're still not sure after that, it can be really good to go to a friend that you trust and ask them to hear from God too. Like we said at the beginning, God can speak to us through so many different ways, and friends are a really good way of doing that too. So just as we come to the end of this, here's the invitation that I think God wants to give to you today. God is inviting you this week to get out of four walls. That might be your house, it might be your bedroom, it might be your office, it might be somewhere else. But I think God's inviting you to get out of those four walls and take 10 minutes, spend it out, outside in his creation, and allow him to speak to you. Maybe if you just close your eyes for a moment and just let's respond to what I've kind of shared. Just picture your week ahead. Kids and youth, you can do this too. Just think about the week ahead and what you've got going on. Are there any places that you can go this week where you can enjoy God's creation and ask him to meet with you. Just invite you now, if you'd like to, just talk to God about it. Just say to God, God, if I commit to meeting you there this week, will you come and speak to me? Great, let me pray for us, and then I'll hand back over to Matt and Becca. Yeah, God, we thank you so much that you want to speak to us, that you long for that friendship with us that we read about. And I pray this week that as we get out into your creation and commit that time to you, Lord, I really pray that you would meet us there. I pray that next week we would be able to come with stories of where you've just really been speaking into our lives.
Man, thank you, Hattie. That was great. Just to say, we've been thinking, we were chatting, Matt and I, last week, about that kind of, how do we respond? Sometimes we come to church every Sunday, don't we? And we never ask the question, did you do that thing last week? And hopefully next week, I would like to ask that question, did you do it? Did you find that 10 minutes to get outside and listen to God somewhere? And you can still come if you haven't done it, all right? But that's we will be asking that question next week. That would be good. We've got